We won't find looking clothes.
Uh-huh.
Well, they just call him a tramp, you about it.
Uh-huh. Or you say he looks really?
No.
Would you say tacky or slouchy? Or?
Uh-huh. It's just slouchy.
Uh-huh.
And some of them would be so nasty that you could smell them when you walk by them. You ever seen that? You get around a bunch of these hippies and these, when they on these marches, and see what you smell. They smell like dead horses, some of them do.
Mm-hmm. Say, if a woman was wearing her best clothes, you'd say that she was really...
Was she rich?
Well, say if she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and everything, you'd say she likes to...
Oh, they want to primp up, all women do. They want to get full mirror, you know, and primp up and fix their hair and fix the blue this, that, and the other. See, she's got her hair all rolled up good and tight.
Would you say that about a man? Would you say a man likes to primp up?
Well, most what I say about a man that overdoes it, I call him a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's just moderate with it, I call him a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And, what would you say about an old person, maybe, that still gets around real well for his age? You'd say that he's still very...
He's still lean.
He still gets around real well, doesn't show his age. You'd say that he's...
Well, I just call him a wart old man.
Uh-huh. But if he still does his work and gets around real well, is still lively, you'd say that he's...
Well, sometimes I am and sometimes I ain't. When I get feeling rough, I'm not so lively.
Uh-huh.
But other times I feel pretty good and I'll joke and laugh and warm, but
mm-hmm.
I'm getting... I can tell as the years go by, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm getting weaker all the time.
Mm-hmm. And someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition, you'd say that he's...
He's lazy.
Okay. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in its in the tree?
Call them pecklewood.
Okay. What about an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard that called hopper grass?
Mm-hmm. They're grasshoppers. They're raised down and they eat grass for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And you get close to one, he'll hop off out there somewhere else. Hop out down somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And a cricket is the same way.
Uh-huh. What would you call it when something just goes out of control? Like you'd say, say the car skidded on the ice and went. How?
You mean cross a stream of water on ice?
Well, say if a car skids on the ice, you'd say the car just went. How?
Well, if you put on your brakes, it's going to whirl around and around with you, I can tell you. Because I done been on one.
Mm-hmm.
If the water was going around the curve and fella touched his brakes, fella wanted him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing said, zoo, 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 and it went around maybe 15 times before they slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it did slow down, we was going the other way.
Mm-hmm. Do you say it went, the car skidded and went every which way or cattywampus or?
Some of them does and some of them don't.
Does what?
So that was, the road would have a kind of a oval to it like this and come around a long curve about like from here and that's the way on it. And we just started the motor and we was working out there at the air base and the rain had knocked us off and some of the boys stopped at the beer joint there drinking beer. I don't know if everyone buy us beer or, and he says, wait, and I just won't read time. And the boy he just did touch his brakes. And when he did, that started. We whirled well, round. They come on out there, it wasn't nothing matter. They turned around, went back with a beer drink, we went on town.
And an old house.